December 2014 is when American combat forces in Afghanistan are expected to draw down. But there are reports now that the Obama administration may be choosing to leave no troops after that date, a decision that goes against Pentagon recommendations that thousands of troops may be needed to help Afghan forces deal with al-Qaeda. Joining us live now, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. How serious an idea is this, other than to say everything's on the table?
I don't think it's serious at all. And I think, in fact, the folks that are saying it are probably using it as a political ploy. And knowing that political discussions are not my bailiwick, I'm going to stick with the national security part of it.
Right.
Which is they're talking about 3 to 20,000 troops, leaving somewhere between 3 to 20,000 troops in there because of the fact al-Qaeda launched the 9/11 attacks from Afghanistan. Afghanistan was essentially ungoverned space at the time. The whole reason for this 10-year-plus war was to take that away. So to leave there, knowing that there are still al-Qaeda elements and Taliban elements there, there's a weak Afghan government, does not make sense.
We have also heard reports that Taliban is re-energized, leading us to worry then that there could be a re-energizing of al-Qaeda itself. Do we see any signs of that in Afghanistan? And if so, does that beg to argue for a stronger American presence?
Yeah. Well, I spoke with a fellow journalist. His name is Rahimullah Yousafzai a couple of days ago, and some other folks who live in the Peshawar, the tribal area. And there is, according to his estimation and some others, about 300 al-Qaeda in and around the area. The Taliban has what it has. They are members of Afghan society, so their numbers can rise and fall. But they're very, still very much powerful, still a very powerful force in the area, even though they're not running the government. They can strike at any time, and we know that this ongoing war, they've demonstrated that they know how to hit, where to hit, when to hit, to maximize their efforts. So they're going to be able to do that. So leaving Afghanistan just doesn't, it seems to be a non-starter, totally. There's going to have to be some U.S. missions in Afghanistan. The State Department wants 5. They're going to need a certain amount of troops to protect them.
Could a beefed up drone program pick up some of the slack, though?
Well, the drone program is necessary as well. Most of it because a lot of the folks they're after are in Pakistan, and they need a place to launch from. And they, you know, considering the neighborhood, there aren't many options.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at what's going on in Afghanistan, there aren't that many places in Afghanistan that they want to launch drone strikes, except the tribal territories. So it really has more to do with Pakistan, but drones are definitely necessary.
Let me hit you from the other side of the plate on this now. If we can argue here that we are still very concerned about the support that we're getting from the Afghan government and from Afghan forces there, why should we keep our troops there if it's their country? They themselves don't necessarily want to go along with what we're doing.
Well, that was kind of the idea that we had in the first place. You know, everybody deal with your own business, handle your own business. But the two towers falling in New York, the Pentagon being attacked, the Shanksville situation, and the fact when we look back that there was so much more going on after 1998, in the 1990s, that we didn't deal with that came from there. There was too much at stake not to have a presence there.
Right, but are we spinning our wheels if we don't have that cooperation from them?
Well, you know, it's a gamble. You got to take some chances, but at the same time, the least of the chances is what the U.S. military and the intelligence community want to take when it comes to Afghanistan, because we know Afghanistan is not ready to protect itself, and they need a lot of help.
All right, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.